Dan Duquette, general manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Is Dan, it's a big series for the Blue Jays. How big a series is this for the Orioles? Because a lot of people are saying the Orioles have to take two of three, even though it's only September, or, you know, it could make their odds of getting the American League East title and certainly into the playoffs, maybe make them a little longer.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. If you do the math, they're all important. And I mean, this American League East is tough. You see the Yankees, they remade their team and they got a couple of, really good ball players in there that they brought in that are young, and they're still in contention. The Red Sox are good. The Blue Jays are good, and the Orioles are hanging in there. So all these games in September matter. But, of course, when you're playing against the team that's leading the division, they're more important because you got a chance to control your own destiny if you win a couple.
Is there any update on Adam Jones? Can we expect him in the lineup tonight?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question, Jeff. Adam has been nursing a hamstring strain, and he tried to play on Friday. And, you know, the worst thing that could have happened was that he top one and go full speed right out of the box. So I think he irritated it there. And I'm hopefully he's going to be back soon, hopefully for tonight. But we'll have to see when he gets in. You know, Adam's had a good year and he's done a great job for us in center field. We don't really have another center fielder. So I'm hopeful that he's going to be back for the series.
Yeah, Dan, how would you rate this season for Buck Showalter? Obviously, you know, when you have an offense like the Orioles have, you scuffle a little bit in the rotation. You know, you need a veteran manager, an experienced manager to sort of pick things up. How would you rate his managerial season so far?
Well, Buck always does a good job. His teams are prepared, and he's a taskmaster for defense, and he handles the bullpen real well. And those happen to be our strength as a ball club. And we've been working to build our rotation as we've gone along this year, and thankfully a couple of our younger pitchers have improved. Gausman and Dylan Bundy have come around. But Buck does a good job year in and year out. I mean, his record's well documented. It's in the book. And this ball club is a prototypical Showalter ball club. Good, strong bullpen and excellent defense.
You know, Dan, you guys have had, since you've been there, you've had an awful lot of success kind of not necessarily rebuilding the bullpen on the fly, but you've had a lot of success, I would say, tinkering with the pitching staff on the fly. I mean, you've always managed to find that guy, whether it's a starter or a reliever, a guy that works out. You know, with the emphasis now more and more, it appears, on bullpens, is it harder to make those in-season corrections than, let's say, 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, you know, it's always a challenge, Jeff. The issue for all of baseball is there aren't enough good pitchers to go around. I mean, let's face it. You go out any night in the American League, and if you have a stand-up pitcher, you're doing pretty good. If you have two stand-up pitchers that you can depend on, you're doing really well. And then 3, 4, and 5 in the rotation is kind of hit or miss. You might have a good game. You might not have a good game. And then beyond that, you have to build the bullpen. We happen to have a dominant closer in Zach Britton who came up through our farm system, so we're very, very fortunate to have him. And that helps stabilize the team. We've been able to develop a couple of top quality relievers, and Brad Brock, who we picked up from San Diego. But, you know, in fairness to Brad Brock, he developed a split finger pitch after he came with us. So that's not something that he had when he got here. But when he got here, he developed that pitch, and that's made him a dominant reliever. And then Michael Gibbons was a position player we had in the minors. He didn't hit very well. He had a great arm, and he was a good amateur player as a pitcher from Tampa, so we put him out in the bullpen. So, I mean, those three guys have done a very good job, and they've been able to stabilize the club. But, you know, it's a constant thing that we're always looking for, and, you know, the whole industry is looking for, is good pitchers. We've been able to stabilize our pitching staff by having Chris Tillman on the front and Zach Britton at the end, and then we're trying to develop a couple of young ones in Bundy and Gosman, and, you know, that's working pretty well.
You know, you used the word stabilize when you talked about Zach Britton, and you know, I was talking to somebody in the Jays organization about just, and he used the same word, how when you build your bullpen, just how much of a stabilizing effect you can have from developing your own closer, from having a guy who can come up and dominate a guy at your minor league system. It's one less thing you need to trade for, you know, things of that nature. And you look at the Cardinals. I mean, they've been lucky. They had Trevor Rosenthal during their run. It really seems to be more and more important now almost to develop that closer on your own and kind of backfill, isn't it?
Yeah, no question about that. Zach Britton came up and he won 11 games his first year. And then he struggled as a starter, but a couple of years ago when he went into the bullpen, he really started focusing on his bread and butter, which was his sinker. And lo and behold, he developed into the one of the top closers in the American League. I mean, he was the guy that made the All-Star team the last couple of years. He's having a phenomenal year. Dennis Eckersley was in town two series ago. I said, Eck, how did you win that MVP? He said, well, the vote was split, fortunately. He goes, I didn't have the kind of year that your guy had, Britton.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's the kind of year that Britton's had. But fortunately for the Orioles, he came up to the minor leagues.
Yeah, Dan, I got to, you know, this wouldn't be a show unless I ask you about Mark Trumbo. He's got 40 home runs now. And I read a quote from him that said, I've had a great time playing here. And, you know, it just seems like looking from afar, and you would know this better, that's why I'm asking you, he just seems very simple. There's not a whole lot to him. He just goes out and makes the quick adjustment. I know early in the season he had a bigger lower half, meaning he would lift that leg, and now he's not doing that anymore. He's a simple guy. Is that what you're seeing from him? He's just simple.
Yeah, you know, that's very perceptive of you. A couple of weeks ago he shortened up his approach and reduced his stride, just like Paul Mahler used to do, Kevin. And yeah. He, since then, I think he's hit 10 home runs. So, you know, that seems to agree with him. But here's a guy that is he's a real workman's type ball player. Shows up for work every day. He's ready to play. He's got himself healthy. Works hard on his defense. And, of course, he works hard on his hitting. And he can hit the ball as hard as anybody in the league. So we're real fortunate to have him. And he's been a real big force on our ball club this year.
Hey, Dan, do you guys have enough? And I understand this is probably the million-dollar question or the $68,000 question or whatever it is, but will you guys have enough starting pitching to stay in this if Chris Tillman can't make it back and contribute the way we know Chris Tillman can, the way we're used to seeing him contribute?
Well, thank God we had Tillman because, you know, four or five times this year when we had a losing streak, he stopped it, and that's what your ace pitcher is supposed to do. We're hopeful that he's going to be back, and that once we get him back, he'll resume the same form he had early in the year. I'm optimistic that we're going to get him back. He's supposed to throw today, so we'll find out a little bit more about that. And you know, I was talking to John Daniels a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you really don't have a contingency plan when you lose your very best players. And, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's true. You have a replacement, of course, somebody to step up and pitch, but you don't really have a replacement for, you know, the guys that are your, you know, star players. So I'm encouraged by how Bundy has developed. I'm encouraged by how Gosman has developed, but I'd feel a lot better about our chances playing into the postseason this year when we get Chris Tillman back in the mound.